When art and science meet, good things can happen. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carolyn Henney, professor in the Department of Art at Florida State University, discusses one such instance.
Sea Stars, my sculptural installation on a sandbar in Beaufort, North Carolina, is a colorful and biodegradable set of sculptures that will transform into living oyster reefs and be viewable during low tide. The work is driven by the belief in the power of exchange between disciplines and the ability for artists' works to serve as vehicles for inspiration, change, and action. This new direction in artistic research and production stems from my participation as the FSU representative at Bridging Chasms, a symposium involving 8 scholars from across the ACC. Each participant presented on elements and crucial details of their discipline. Dr. Niels Lindquist, a marine ecologist at UNC's Institute of Marine Sciences, was also a participant. He and his commercial fisherman partner David Cessna at the Sandbar Oyster Company have developed a uniquely successful substrate for attracting wild native oyster larvae. It had not occurred to Lindquist before we met that his materials research could also be employed to make sculpture. This fortunate encounter sparked our collaboration and affords me unique ways of making art capable of generating change and helping to heal the planet. I am using the opportunity to pivot to eco-conscious materials and proactively address environmental issues relative to food scarcity, climate change, water quality, and the reduction of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, all the while providing habitat to a wide range of marine life and helping to preserve shorelines.
That was Carolyn Henney of Florida State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.